Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Cabinet approves extension of Ayushman Bharat scheme to cover all senior citizens above 70 years of age. Nearly 6 crore senior citizens to benefit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expresses confidence that India is going to play a major role in global semiconductor industry. 12 persons sentenced to life imprisonment in illegal religious conversion case by a special court in Lucknow. Government launches Trade Connect e-platform to promote ease of international business for Indian entrepreneurs. 2 terrorists killed in an encounter with security forces in Kathua district of Jammu and Kashmir. And in sports, defending champions India enter semi-final of Men's Asian Champions Trophy hockey tournament after thrashing Malaysia 8-1 in China. The Cabinet has given the nod to providing health coverage to all senior citizens above 70 years of age, irrespective of income, under Ayushman Bharat PM Jan Arogya Yojana. Briefing media after the Cabinet meeting in Delhi this evening, Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the senior citizens will get the facility of free treatment up to 5 lakh rupees.
70 years से ज्यादा के जो हमारे सीनियर सिटीजन्स हैं उनको यूनिवर्सल हेल्थ कवरेज आयुष्मान भारत पीएम जन आरोग्य योजना में कवर करने का फैसला लिया गया है। प्रधानमंत्री जी ने कहा था कि 70 वर्ष की आयु के ऊपर के हर बुजुर्ग को आयुष्मान योजना के दायरे में लाया जाएगा और 70 साल के ऊपर के हर बुजुर्ग चाहे वो गरीब हो चाहे मध्यम वर्ग के हो चाहे उच्च मध्यम वर्ग के हो ये नया दायरा होगा जिनको 5 लाख रुपए तक के मुफ्त इलाज की सुविधा मिलेगी और इससे देश में करीब 4.5 करोड़ फैमिलीज जिसमें करीब 6 करोड़ सीनियर सिटीजन्स कवर होंगे।
सीनियर सिटीजन्स एज्ड 70 इयर्स एंड अबव हु आर ऑलरेडी अवेलिंग बेनिफिट्स ऑफ अदर पब्लिक हेल्थ इंश्योरेंस स्कीम्स सच एज सेंट्रल गवर्नमेंट हेल्थ स्कीम एक्स सर्विसमैन कंट्रीब्यूटरी हेल्थ स्कीम आयुष्मान सेंट्रल आर्म पुलिस फोर्स मे आइदर चूज देयर एग्जिस्टिंग स्कीम और ऑप्ट फॉर ABPMJAY. Senior citizens who are under private health insurance policies or employees state insurance scheme will also be eligible to avail benefits under ABPMJAY. The Cabinet also approved PM Electric Drive Revolution in Innovative Vehicle Enhancement PM E-Drive scheme with an outlay of 10,900 crore rupees over a period of 2 years.
PM E-Drive 10,900 करोड़ रुपीस का ये प्रोग्राम है। फेम 1 और फेम 2 अच्छे सक्सेसफुल कार्यक्रम रहे थे। 16 लाख से ज्यादा इलेक्ट्रिकल व्हीकल सपोर्ट हुए हैं फेम 1 और फेम 2 में। आज PM E-Drive स्कीम लॉन्च हुई है। इसमें 2-व्हीलर्स 3-व्हीलर्स ट्रक्स और एम्बुलेंसेज और ई बसेस को कवर किया जाएगा। बहुत बड़ा फोकस किया गया है कि चार्जिंग इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर को देश भर में डेवलप किया जाए। इसके लिए 88,500 साइट्स को सपोर्ट करने के लिए 100% सपोर्ट होगा।
The government has also approved an outlay of 12,461 crore rupees for 31,350 megawatt hydropower projects. Mission Mausam was also approved to create a more weather-ready and climate-smart Bharat with an outlay of 2,000 crore rupees over 2 years. It is envisaged to be a multifaceted and transformative initiative to tremendously boost India's weather and climate-related science, research and services. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed confidence that India is going to play a major role in driving the global semiconductor industry. The Prime Minister was speaking after inaugurating Semicon India 2024 in Greater Noida today. He said the government is focusing on increasing chip production in the country to equip every device with Indian-made chips. The Prime Minister said the government has taken many steps to advance semiconductor manufacturing in the country, including support for setting up semiconductor manufacturing facilities.
भारत में सेमी कंडक्टर मैन्युफैक्चरिंग फैसिलिटी लगाने के लिए 50% सपोर्ट भारत सरकार दे रही है। राज्य सरकारें भी अपने स्तर पर और मदद कर रही है। भारत की नीतियों के कारण ही बहुत कम समय में 1.5 trillion रूपीज से ज्यादा के इन्वेस्टमेंट इस क्षेत्र में भारत में हो चुके हैं। इसलिए चाहे मोबाइल मैन्युफैक्चरिंग हो, इलेक्ट्रॉनिक मैन्युफैक्चरिंग हो या सेमीकंडक्टर्स हो, हमारा फोकस एकदम क्लियर है।
In another event, the Prime Minister emphasized that climate change and energy transitions are global concerns and international partnership is critical for promoting the impact of green hydrogen on decarbonization. Addressing the International Conference on Green Hydrogen virtually today, the Prime Minister said green hydrogen can help in decarbonizing industries that are difficult to electrify. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said the government is fully committed to holistic development of border villages. Addressing the Border Area Development Conclave in New Delhi today, Mr. Singh said the Border Roads Organisation has constructed over 8,500 kilometres of roads and more than 400 permanent bridges in the last decade. The minister said promoting tourism in border areas is being given special emphasis by the government.
2020 से लेकर 2023 तक के तीन वर्षों में लद्दाख, सिक्किम, अरुणाचल प्रदेश का टूरिज्म 30% तक बढ़ा है। इसी तरह कश्मीर में पिछले कुछ वर्षों की अपेक्षा टूरिज्म में अच्छी खासी बढ़ोतरी भी देखी गई है। बढ़ते टूरिज्म का ही असर है, इन क्षेत्रों में जॉब क्रिएशन और लोकल इकोनॉमी में भी वृद्धि देखी गई है। और मुझे बताया गया है कि लोकल हैंडीक्राफ्ट, हॉस्पिटैलिटी और ट्रांसपोर्ट सेक्टर में पिछले कुछ वर्षों में अच्छी खासी संख्या में जॉब भी क्रिएट हुए हैं।
Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal launched the Trade Connect e-platform to promote ease of international business for Indian entrepreneurs in an event in New Delhi today. The online platform will be a one-stop medium for information about regulations, free trade agreements, events, partnerships, customs, tariffs and concession, and overview of overseas buyers. Addressing the event, Mr. Goyal said, the Trade Connect e-platform is a grand collaboration between various ministries, entities and organizations. He hopes the e-platform will boost India's global market share. The centre has approved the proposal of the Madhya Pradesh government to buy soybean at minimum support price. Earlier, the government had allowed states like Maharashtra and Karnataka to purchase soybean at MSP. Talking to reporters in New Delhi, Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Shivraj Singh said, farmers' welfare is the top priority of the NDA government.
पिछले दोनों मध्य प्रदेश के किसान चिंतित थे, सोयाबीन एमएसपी के नीचे बिक रहा। पहले हमने महाराष्ट्र, कर्नाटक जैसे राज्यों को मिनिमम सपोर्ट प्राइस पर सोयाबीन की खरीदी की अनुमति दी थी। कल रात को ही मध्य प्रदेश सरकार का प्रस्ताव आया है एमएसपी पर सोयाबीन की खरीदी का। उस प्रस्ताव को हमने स्वीकृति दे दी है। सोयाबीन जो एमएसपी है मिनिमम सपोर्ट प्राइस, उस पर खरीदा जाएगा।
Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports, Dr. Mansukh Mandavia, today held a virtual interaction with ministers of the youth departments from various states and union territories. During the meeting, Dr. Mandavia discussed transforming the My Bharat platform into a one-stop solution for engaging youth in the mission of building Viksit Bharat. He called upon all states and UTs to work closely with the centre in realizing this vision. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. An NIA ATS special court in Lucknow today sentenced 12 persons to life imprisonment in an illegal religious conversion case. Special Judge Vivekanand Charan Tripathi pronounced the quantum of punishment today and sentenced four other accused to 10 years of imprisonment each. The court had convicted all 16 accused yesterday. The Uttar Pradesh Anti-Terror Squad ATS has said in its short sheet that Maulana Kareem Siddiqui, Umar Gautam and Mufti Qazi Jahangir Alam ran a pan-India illegal religious conversion racket. UP ATS had lodged an FIR in the illegal religious conversion case in June 2021. In Jammu and Kashmir, two terrorists were killed in an encounter with security forces in Kathua district today. A gunfight broke out between security forces and terrorists in the upper reaches of Basantgarh on the border of Udhampur and Kathua districts earlier in the day. Reinforcements have been rushed to the forest area. In Haryana, on the second last day of filing nomination papers today, total 375 nominations were filed by 325 candidates. Haryana Chief Electoral Officer Pankaj Agarwal said, so far total 548 candidates have filed a total of 647 nomination papers. The candidates who filed their nominations today include Congress candidates, former Chief Minister Bhupinder Singh Hooda and Vinesh Phogat, and BJP candidates Haryana Assembly Speaker Gyan Chand Gupta, former Minister Anil Vij, and Haryana Finance Minister JP Dalal and others. Tomorrow is the last day for filing nomination papers. In a related development, the Aam Aadmi Party has announced its fourth list for the Haryana Assembly elections today. The list consists of 21 candidates. Rashtriya Janata Dal, RJD, has decided to contest the Jharkhand Assembly elections with the India Bloc. This decision was taken in a party leaders' meeting in Ranchi today. After the meeting, Jharkhand RJD in charge Jay Prakash Narayan Yadav said seat-sharing formula among the alliance partners will be decided soon. The BJP today came down heavily on Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for his alleged anti-India remarks in the United States. The party also slammed him for his remarks on reservation. Senior BJP leader and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said the kind of misleading and baseless things that Leader of Opposition in Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi is saying during his foreign tour are extremely shameful and hurt the dignity of India. Another senior party leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah also hit out at Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for his remark. Mr. Shah said it has once again brought to the forefront the Congress's anti-preservation face. A Delhi court today extended the judicial custody of Delhi Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party National Convener Arvind Kejriwal till the 25th of this month in connection with the alleged liquor policy scam. Chief Minister Kejriwal was produced before the Rouse Avenue Court through video conferencing from Tihar Jail in the national capital upon the expiry of the previously granted judicial custody. The Supreme Court has yet to pronounce its verdict on Chief Minister Kejriwal's plea challenging his arrest by the CBI and seeking bail in the corruption case. Meanwhile, in the same case, AAP leader Durgesh Pathak was granted bail by the Delhi Court. A six-member central team headed by Joint Secretary in the Union Home Ministry, Colonel Kirti Pratap Singh, is visiting the rain-hit Telangana to assess the losses incurred due to the recent heavy rains and floods. More from our correspondent.
Hundreds of families were left devastated when they lost everything during the flood fury of Munneru, which suddenly struck their lives. Even after a week, the affected families are yet to come back to normalcy. The inter-ministerial central team has divided into two groups and visiting the worst flood hit areas, especially in Khammam, Mehboobabad and Suryapet districts of Telangana. They are assessing the extent of damages occurred to farm fields and to the livestock, besides houses and public properties like highways, roads and bridges. Earlier, the central team on its arrival in Hyderabad met the senior officials of the state government and took the stock of the situation. Lakshmi, Akashwani News, Hyderabad.
In Vietnam, thousands of people were evacuated from capital Hanoi today as the death toll from Typhoon Yagi reached 179. Asia's most powerful typhoon this year, Yagi brought gales and heavy rain after landfall on Saturday, causing the collapse of a bridge while it moved through provinces. Weather authorities said Hanoi's Red River has reached its highest level in 20 years, threatening residents along the swollen banks. In hockey, defending champions India qualified for the semi-final of the Men's Asian Champions Trophy tournament after thrashing Malaysia 8-1 in the round-robin stage at Willenpuir in China this afternoon. India is currently on top of the standings with 9 points from 3 wins. The 6-team tournament is being played in a round-robin format, with the top 4 teams qualifying for the semi-finals on the 16th of September. The final is set for the 17th of September. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Cabinet approves extension of Ayushman Bharat scheme to cover all senior citizens above 70 years of age. Nearly 6 crore senior citizens to benefit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expresses confidence that India is going to play a major role in global semiconductor industry. 12 persons sentenced to life imprisonment in illegal religious conversion case by a special court in Lucknow. Government launches Trade Connect e-platform to promote ease of international business for Indian entrepreneurs. 2 terrorists killed in an encounter with security forces in Kathua district of Jammu and Kashmir. And in sports, defending champions India enter semi-final of Men's Asian Champions Trophy hockey tournament after thrashing Malaysia 8-1 in China. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.